and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we are here, your daily Astros podcast. We're the only daily Astros podcast in the land. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me on Twitter at H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros. And our special guest tonight is none other than Ben Verlander of the Flippin' Bats podcast and Fox Sports. Ben, tell the folks at home where they can find you on Twitter.
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me. Yeah, Flippin' Bats podcast is it's a Fox Sports podcast. I work for Fox Sports. So it's anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, all that stuff. It's Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander. And we also have some social channels as well on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you've got a full slate with your podcast. You've got a lot of things going on where you are interviewing major league players week in and week out. And we kind of talked off air before we went live, and we talked about how you kind of got this podcast going. Tell the folks how you got this started and, you know, what birthed this idea of having a Flippin' Bats podcast?
Yeah, you know, I right when I finished playing, I finished playing about 2 years ago, and I always knew I wanted to get into baseball. I knew that was always the goal, was to get back into baseball. And I truly believe I was put on earth to talk about baseball. And this past year, I was coming out to LA and had a meeting with somebody at Fox, just about, you know, like just talking about possibilities. And I ended up, he asked for me to come back out for the World Series and for me to host the World Series watch party with Nick Swisher, Tino Martinez, Rick Ankiel. And I did that. I came out and did the watch party for Fox Sports, and it was awesome. And I guess it went really well, and it parlayed into this job. And now I have I work full time for Fox as a Fox Sports analyst, as an MLB analyst. And we knew we wanted to have an MLB show. And, you know, it was really important to me to showcase the direction baseball is going. There's so many young, really exciting players, and the game of baseball is changing right in front of our eyes. And I think for so long, baseball was portrayed by just an older generation. And I wanted to showcase how fun and exciting baseball can be. And I wanted to have conversations weekly with players that feel almost like a locker room conversation that anyone would want to listen in on. And I've had the pleasure of having some great guests. I had Tyler Glasnow as my first guest. I had Kyle Tucker on, had Bernie Williams on, an absolute legend. I've had a bunch of, you know, Rhys Hoskins. I've had some all-stars on, and it's been a blast. And I'm about 13 episodes in, and I couldn't be happier with it and the direction it's going.
Wow, that is quite the resume. And, you know, it sounds like you're changing the way that we do podcasts and sports in the baseball world. You know who else has changed the way we talk about sports? It's Green Room. Green Room is a great place. It's an easy app to download on your phone on any iOS device. You get it, and you look for myself at H-Town Wheelhouse. You look for Eric at Eric Heisman. And Ben, if you haven't seen Green Room or checked it out, you need to, because you just throw your Twitter handle on there. You join the MLB, NFL, NHL group, and that's who this episode is brought to you by. It's a free app. It's changing the way we talk about sports. Many of our fans that listen to the podcast live go to Green Room and hang out with us. We'll be there Friday or Saturday, more than likely Saturday, because I'll be at the Skeeters game. Hopefully get another interview with another Sugarland Skeeter. My son's going to be my sidekick there at the game, so that should be a great time. So let's, without further ado, let's get into the game. We're gonna get into the game, kind of break this down a little bit. There's not a whole lot to break down, but some things I want to talk to you about. Since you have professional baseball experience yourself, you know, you've seen great players, you've seen teams go on streaks, and I just want to talk about that as we kind of mentioned. I want to talk about the players that have multiple hits. Miles Straw today was put in the leadoff spot, and we have been touting him lately. He has been doing a bang up job, a phenomenal job at the plate. You know, he had big shoes to fill. I mean, he came in, he was taking George Springer's spot. That's got to be pressure in itself. He goes 4-for-6 tonight, Altuve sitting, Miguel Cabrera sitting, and then Gurriel has another, 3-for-5 night. Brantley has a 2-for-6 night. You know, Alvarez hits a grand salami at the end of the game to go 2-for-6. Tucker goes 2-for-6, and Tucker was ticked when he hit that last pop out in the ninth inning. He wanted to hit so bad. I believe it was a position player, and Maldonado was 2-for-4. How important is it for someone like Miles Straw to be contributing to on a team that has so many big guns?
You know, I think confidence is everything for him. And I think to start the year, mentally it's a lot. You mentioned it, taking over for George Springer. Center field for the Houston Astros has been George Springer's spot for a long time now, and especially through all of their success, you know, for all the success over the past, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it's been, 5 years, is he's been out there. And to just step in and be in that position is already mentally a lot on him. And I feel like as we've gone through the year, he's become more and more comfortable. And it's been awesome to see. He's getting better and better. And to see him plugged into the leadoff spot tonight and for him to perform was awesome, because that says a lot. You know, it's not easy to step into that spot and to fill the shoes of you know, Altuve or whoever is there at the time. And for him to step in and have the game he did was awesome, I thought.
And, I mean, what does it say about this team? They came into this year and everybody in every stadium, even the Detroit Tigers, who hired A.J. Hinch, who was a part of the 2017 team, the much maligned, we know the scandal and all this stuff that goes with the storyline, just booing the Astros mercilessly. Not mercifully, because they definitely not have any mercy. Cora talked about it in Boston. I don't know if you heard his comments. He said it actually hurt him to hear the fans boo the players the way they did, because he said, I was in the clubhouse, I was in the dugout, I was a part of that team. I feel like part of that is my fault. In the burden they have, you would think that all this hate would bring them down, and it seems to be an absolute spark plug. And these guys, what kind of competitive bulldog nature do the Astros have that other teams don't seem to have?
You know, I think it all started with, and it wasn't easy, I don't think. I don't think this team originally leaned in on the villain role. I think Correa did. I think Carlos Correa leaned in on that role and flourished with it. I think he was born to prove people wrong and to just lean into that villain role. And I think the rest of the team started following. And then once you start winning games and going on the road, and you know, there's something to it. And I never played at this level and went through what this team went through, but I went through my own stuff in the minor leagues. You know, people just loved to boo me in the minor leagues because of my last name. It came along with it. And there was something to going up to the plate and proving people wrong and just hearing them boo and doing something good and being able to prove them wrong. And that's what this team is doing. This team is on an absolute tear. And I think they're enjoying hearing all the boos and putting and proving them all wrong. And they're not just proving people wrong now. They're on a historic pace and absolutely destroying their opponents. And it's been fun to watch them for sure.
Yeah, they were showing so Bagwell has joined the broadcast locally because Blummer's off the grid. He's in Cabo, you know, rough life there, but he's getting some time with the family. And Bagwell was talking about how they've only allowed they're showing like runs allowed, runs scored, like their run differential is like plus 150 something now, and their negative or runs allowed is like 66 or something. It's like this huge chasm between what other teams are doing and what they're not doing. And just like I knew would happen, is any failure they had, oh, it's because they're not cheating anymore. Any success, oh, well, they must still be cheating. You know what I'm saying? There's this, you're, excuse my language, but damned if you do and damned if you don't. But what's impressive to me, Ben, are these pitchers. We know that your brother has been down for the year. That was a big blow. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we lost Justin Verlander. And then Lance McCullers had some issues a little bit, and then Framber Valdez wasn't in to start the season, and we were having to, again, lean on guys like Luis Garcia tonight. Another phenomenal job. He hadn't pitched higher than high A ball going into last season, and he just won another game. He went 6-plus innings. He is now 6-4, and I think a serious consideration for the All-Star coach to put him and the players in the All-Star roster for the Colorado game.
You know what? And this team is built around their offense now. They are, and they're hitting at a historic pace. But you hit on it, and you know, this team, when you look at it, is if this team's going to hit, can they pitch? Can they pitch? And guys after guy has just stepped up, and to be down Valdez at the beginning of the year, and to have guys like Garcia step up, and what has been big for them, and I was hesitant on this at first. Christian Javier was so good in the starting rotation, and the bullpen was struggling. And when the rotation got healthier, and Odorizzi came back, and Valdez came back, the move was, let's put Javier in the bullpen. And I wasn't sure about that, and I could not have been more off there. It has been exactly what this team needs, to have a guy in the bullpen that can step up and give you 3, 4, 5 innings in relief, and good relief has been what this team needed, because their Achilles heel for a while was the bullpen. And, you know, there was a good few week stretch where it felt like the team was playing great, they were getting good starts, and then the bullpen would blow it. And then you had guys get healthier and come into the starting rotation, and you move Javier to the bullpen. And since then, it has just clicked. He has been that guy you can bring in and eat up innings and save the bullpen and throw up zeros. And this team has taken off and is on a historic pace. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, you know, they are fully loaded, kind of like Fully Loaded Chew. See, Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free long cut in their pouches that give you the same pack, dip, and spit and buzz that you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with a food-grade ingredient and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. I myself have friends who are former smokers, and they're always looking for the smokeless tobacco, stuff that's out there to help them kick the habit, and this one will do that. So what I need you to do is realize this. It's the only moist nicotine pouch on the market. All of the nicotine pouches are dry white pouches, nothing dip, spits, and packs like Fully Loaded. Fully Loaded Chew is offering our Locked On team of listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, $1. Go to fullyloadedchew.com and use the promo code Locked On for just $1 free shipping if you use the code Locked On at checkout. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm betting on something, and we'll get to this later on in the show. But my bold prediction was that your brother, Justin Verlander, would make it back to the Astros in time for a playoff run, and he would pitch them into the World Series. So if I want to do that, I'm going to go to Bet Online, and the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action is using Bet Online, because baseball season is in full swing. Get all the latest news, odds, and info of all sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out the great sporting news. Sign up today. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in the game. This is your chance to win as your teams prep for the playoffs. Head to the website or use a mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use a promo code Locked On. Bet Online, your sportsbook experts. So again, we'll talk about some of that stuff a little bit later on, but so everybody's asking me, I don't know if you can see all the questions over here. Okay. You know, there we will get to some Ben Verlander, you know, personal questions here in a little bit. But again, you know, Ben, thank you for joining us. And if y'all didn't catch the first part of the show, he has an amazing podcast called Flipping Bats. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend it. He interviews some of the top major leaguers. Even our own King Tuck, Kyle Tucker, has an episode with him. Like he said earlier, he's 13 episodes in. So go check him out, because, hey, I'm all about supporting other quality top baseball podcast out there. I think we're probably a close second to Flipping Bats. I think you guys are taking off with a hot start. But getting back to this team, one of the things I liked about the game tonight was hitting with runners in scoring position. They were 8 for 21. When we were on that run, on that torrid run where we were losing games, where we were getting swept by the Rangers, where we got swept by the Tigers, I mean, we were getting beat by all the bad teams. We were not knocking guys in. And you were like, what is the deal? We did deal with some COVID issues. We did have 4 or 5 players out at the same time as a result. So there were a lot of cards stacked against us. And now, you know, Bregman goes out for 2 or 3 months. And you're like, well, gosh, we lost Bregman. But then Abraham Toro comes in. You know, he's batting 282. He's hit a home run here or there. He had a 4-hit game the other day. I mean, these guys, Robel Garcia, he went 0 for 5 today, but he's had a walk-off hit. He's had a couple home runs. He's contributed. And this team, top to bottom, and Martin Maldonado, that dude is wheels. I mean, we need to start calling him Flash. He is Flash with blue hair. Just amazing to see. So another 12-run game, 18 hits. I mean, you know, here's the thing. They left quite a bit on base, too. They left 14 on base. But they still scored 12 runs. That's unbelievable.
This team has been a lot of fun to watch, man. They're getting it done. Like you said, you know, one guy drops and they're all picking each other up. And really, if you look back on this season, they got out of the gates on an insane pace. And then, you know, that one really bad stretch where they had some COVID issues and a lot of guys were out. And that's, you know, they were losing series that they still shouldn't have been to, you know, the Rockies and the Tigers and the Rangers. And then you start getting the guys healthy again, and then you can see it. You can see the flip switch, and this team has become the best team in the American League and arguably the best team in all of baseball right now. And it's because of, you know, a guy like Bregman goes down and Toro comes in and picks him up, and the rest of the guys pick up the slack, and, you know, everybody on the team right now, it feels like everybody is raking, and that's a recipe for some success for sure.
You know, I desperately want the Dodgers not to make the World Series just because I don't like the Dodgers. I would love for the Astros to make it and play the Padres. Ben, I attended 2 of those games against the Padres, and Fernando Tatis is just one of those special talents that when he gets up to bat, like, I'm literally yelling, walk him. I'm having visions of Albert Pujols. I was at the game where Albert Pujols lit Brad Lidge up.
Oh, no.
And I can tell you, I remember the moment it happened. I remember the millisecond the bat hit the ball. There was this collective gasp at Minute Maid Park. And I was in section 419, row 19, I think seat 15, to be honest. I could hear the ball hit the train track and the glass at Minute Maid Park. It was absolutely deflating. But I was like, you know what? You know what would be exciting is if the Astros and the Padres got into a World Series together. It might be a pitcher's duel, or it might be a freaking slugfest like Game 5 of the 2017 World Series. You know, the Padres are streaking right now. They've kind of been hot and cold. They've been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But the Astros have become Mr. Hyde. I don't know which one is good or bad, but they've basically become they're now the villains of the MLB because they're beating everybody, and the way they're beating everybody. And like you said, at first I think they took it personally, but they've really embraced it.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, and pardon my language as well, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. But you'd rather be damned if you do. And that's what they're doing right now. They're beating everybody by a lot. And, you know, and then you get the whole, well, they're still cheating. The good thing about that one is that everybody knows that's not true. Everybody right. knows. And then they're going out scoring 10 plus runs a night and leaving people with that's their only response. It's been, you know, I don't even want to say it's been fun to watch them. It's honestly, you know, people need to be watching this. Like, if you're a fan of baseball, if you like baseball, you need to be watching the Houston Astros right now. I mean, what they're doing is incredible. From the top to bottom in that lineup, they're pitching. It's been awesome, and I don't see anything slowing them down right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it has been a nice run. If I could, because we've kind of alluded to it a couple times, how is Justin doing in his rehab? Have you talked to him about, you know, how he's feeling? I mean, I don't know what you can say or not say about his progress, because I know the Astros fans listening want to know about that.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it, and I talked to him a good bit, and I know he's very pleased with his recovery, and I'm really glad it's going the way it is. It's going to plan. It's going as well as it could. I know he's throwing. I know he's, you know, getting pretty far back, getting close to long toss, throwing some flat grounds. Things are really good, and I'm really pleased with the way his progress is going, and, you know, more so as his brother. I'm just like, I just want him to be happy and feel good and feel good about the way things are going. And I know very much so he feels really good about the way his rehab's going.
So I don't know if you're aware of Hunter Brown, one of the prospects for the Houston Astros. I believe he's in Corpus right now.
Yeah.
He has basically grown up wanting to basically do like be the next Justin Verlander. And when you watch him pitch, his windup, it's scary. It's very similar. Like if you were to watch him from a distance, you're like, hey, there's Justin Verlander throwing. And no, it's Hunter Brown. And I believe he's from that area, you know, and, you know, what is that like for Justin? How does he take on the role of mentor with the younger players? Because being an older player, he's pretty much the elder statesman. Does he take well to that role with the young guys?
Yeah, you know, I think very much so. He's kind of taken on that role and realized where he is in his career. And I think you saw it best when he came to the Astros in 2017. And very quickly, you know, he wasn't on the team for long. And you get into the playoffs and he's that guy that comes out of the tunnel, comes up the dugout and is yelling at the team, trying to pump him up and get him going. And I know as his career has continued and he's getting older and older and a veteran in a locker room, he's very much so a guy that likes to help people and likes to tell them, you know, he's as brilliant as I've ever seen with knowing how to pitch to guys and what he threw to this batter on this date. And he's very much so honed in on helping and wanting to be a mentor to younger players. And I think it's awesome to see.
So is it just you and your brother, Justin, or do y'all have other siblings?
Yeah, just the two of us, 9 years apart.
Okay. So you are now an uncle, right?
I am an uncle.
You're an uncle. So tell me, what has that been like being an uncle for the first time? Cause I know, how old is your daughter now? Is she two?
About two and a half.
Okay.
Right in there. Yeah. About two and a half. And it's been awesome, man. It's been incredible because, you know, I get all the fun stuff. I don't have to change the diapers and do all of that. But when she's awake and happy and wanting to play, that's my time to shine. That's when Uncle Ben comes in hot and plays with her and gives her candy and plays and, you know, gives her favorite toy. And that's for sure been a blast. Being Vivi's uncle is awesome.
That is awesome. And it sounds like you have a wealth of like family time and there's a wealth of love in that family. And that makes me think of one thing. It's Wealthfront. And today people are concerned about finances more than they've ever been. Well, there are certain ways that you can build wealth that it's not as difficult as you may think, because decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. Kind of like the Texas Rangers. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor. If you're doing it alone, team up with Wealthfront instead, like with H-Town Wheelhouse and Ben Verlander on the Locked On Astros podcast. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle the investing based on your preferences that you control. Now, this is what's great, is Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion in assets. You can get your first $5,000 managed for free. And some people are saying, wait, I don't have $5,000 to manage right now. That's okay. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way with Wealthfront. To get your first $500 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonMLB and get your wealth growing today with Wealthfront. And now, Ben, I don't know if you have heard about Built Bars, but Built Bars are an amazing protein bar. Do you consume health products? Do you consume, you know, protein bars, things like that?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Well, most protein bars are chalky. They're massive. It's like they weigh like 5 pounds. You've got to have like a gallon of water to slam one. Not Built Bar. Built Bars are easy to chew. They're wrapped in 100% chocolate, and they're actually good for you. If you're looking to keep that girlish figure, you're trying to get the spring break abs, whatever you're doing to stay healthy, grab a Built Bar. They've got flavors like coconut, raspberry, mint brownie. They've got even chocolate chip cookie dough. I mean, the sky's the limit with these flavors. And most of them pack 17 grams of protein, between 130, 180 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. So I want you to go to builtbar.com and use a promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. To get 15% off at builtbar.com. They don't just have bars. They've got a kingdom. Like, I can't even get into all of it. I have to go to a like 5-minute read, but go to builtbar.com. It's the best bar in the biz. So back to the Astros again, Ben Verlander joining us from Flipping Bats podcast, Fox Sports analyst, one of the big guys, one of the young guns, one of the up and coming, one of my favorite guys in the media world. You know, MLB Network does a phenomenal job. Other networks do a phenomenal job, but I love the expertise that you bring. I love the analysis that you brought during the World Series and that you're doing now. So, you know, continued success to you there. Tomorrow night, the Tigers will throw Willy Peralta, who is 0-1 with a 7.11 ERA and only 3 Ks, with limited outing, with Framber Valdez, who is 4-0 and sports the lowest ERA on the team, 1.67. with 29 Ks, and I believe his whip is ridiculously low as well. Framber Valdez, I mean, what can you say about this guy? I don't know. Did you hear the story of how he basically started seeing someone, like it was like a psychiatrist or psychologist, to change his mentality on the mound?
I heard about that. I don't know much about what was said or what happened, but I did hear he was seeing a psychologist and it just kind of changed his mindset on the mound.
Yeah, it did. And so we saw him, and I think I've mentioned this more than once. So, you know, veterans of the show will be like, gosh, Brett's told this story 3 times. My wife does that to me all the time. But my son and I went to go interview. It was Josh Rojas, Brandon Belak, and Colin McKee. And it was before the Greinke trade. So we still had Rojas. And Framber Valdez was making a rehab start that year. And he walked like 6 batters. And he just looked, he wasn't just perspiring because of the Texas heat. Like, he didn't look right. And my son at the time, who was, well, he's 12 now, was 10. He said, Dad, Framber doesn't look like he's comfortable. I guess a 10-year-old, a 10-year-old little leaguer noticing that. And I said, yeah, he just doesn't look like he's got it. And man, he had, whatever happened, flipped that switch in him. And ever since then, he has been absolute nails. This guy has the potential, Ben, to be the Astros ace going forward.
You know, I talk about this a lot on my show. Baseball is so mental, man. Like, you know, and especially from the hitter side, which is I played professionally for 5 years as a hitter, but I know it's the same on the pitcher side, because I asked, you know, I had an interview for my next episode that comes out today, actually. I talked to John Means, and we were talking about the mental side of things and just how difficult it is. And it's bad, man. And if you get into a lull, if you get into a bad stretch where you start struggling, it's tough to get out of it. And, you know, it's, I think he was in a stretch like that, but once you get out of it and once you put an effort into winning the mental game of baseball is more than half the battle. And it feels like he got over that hump and has become not only the pitcher he knew he could be, but has impressed everybody. And, you know, he's going out on a night in and night out basis and just dominating guys. And it's good to see, obviously, as a fan of baseball, but just knowing that he was struggling mentally and couldn't get through something. And now he is, and he's through that and having success. To me, that's really cool, man, because it can be a tough, lonely place. And to get through that and to be having the year he's having is awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, this year especially, it helps when you have that lineup backing you up. I tell my young pitchers whenever I coach Pony League or Little League that your job is not to get strikeouts. You know, like growing up, our guys were Nolan Ryan, Mike Scott, you know, guys like that, or Hershiser, Greg Maddux, all those guys, Roger Clemens. And, you know, I would always try to emulate them, and I would go out there and I would get off my game and try to strike batters out. And my dad would always teach me, that's not your job. Your job is to throw strikes. And I'm like, but if I throw strikes, they're going to hit it. He said, that's why you have a defense. So if you learn how to throw strikes, after that, then once you learn how to throw them consistently, then you can move the ball around. You can throw it up and in, down and away, and you can paint the corners. And Framber just seems to have the ability to do that. And I remember Mike Trout saying that Framber Valdez has the nastiest curveball in all MLB. That's quite the compliment.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. You know, when you look at all the guys with a good curveball, I think his is underrated. I definitely think it's, you know, you watch it, it looks like the best curveball in baseball. And you know, I think guys that get a lot of the credit, as they should, you know, you think of Tyler Glasnow, great curveball. You know, there's a few names that come to mind, great curveball. Framber Valdez is, in my opinion, I agree, as the best curveball in baseball. It's incredible to see. And he's throwing it in any count. He's throwing it for strikes. He's throwing it for a strikeout pitch. He's gotten to a point where he's able to throw that at any time. And when you're able to do that, have a pitch that's as nasty as that and able to throw it at any time in any way, for a strike or in the dirt, it's going to be dangerous. And that's exactly what he's been this year, is dangerous.
You know, Ben, it has been a great show. I really appreciate you taking the time out. I know you are busy and you got a lot on your plate. A huge honor to talk to you, to have someone with your knowledge in the position you're in. You know, we love adding validity to the show. Not that Eric and I don't have valid opinions on baseball, but when you've played at a high level and when you have the experience and the interaction with the pros that you do, your contribution is invaluable. And we are super humbled and we're thankful that you were able to come on. And we hope that you come hang out with us every once in a while, check in with you, and you and I can talk about that, because I know your slate is full. But one more time, tell the people where they can find you on Twitter and tell them about your podcast.
Yeah, you know, first off, I wanted to thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it and appreciative of you reaching out to me and us being able to figure this out. And happy to come on here whenever you'll have me. Yeah, and it'd mean a lot to me if you guys listen. You know, the podcast is Flipping Bats with Ben Verlander. And if you guys check that out, I truly believe if you're a fan of baseball, you'll enjoy it. It's been a blast for me. It's everywhere you listen to your podcasts. It's on Apple, it's on Spotify. We have a YouTube, so the episode airs via video on YouTube, but obviously listen to your podcast on Apple and stuff. And we have Twitter handles. You know, like I said, it's all about showcasing the game in a fun way. And I've had a bunch of players on, some legends of the game, some all-stars, some two guys that have thrown no-hitters already this year. Been a blast. And I had Trey Mancini was one of the first episodes, which is the coolest story in baseball this year, hands down. It's been a blast. So it mean a lot to me if you guys checked it out, and I hope you enjoy it. And again, Brett, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, definitely. And just for our listeners, to remind y'all, this Sunday at noon, the Hooters in Webster, we're going to be doing a live broadcast. We'll be giving away Skeeters tickets. We have a few prize packages that Belching Beaver has donated to us. We've got some other cool things that the restaurant is donating, 50 wings. I've got some sublimated jerseys I'm going to give away, all kinds of really cool stuff. We want y'all to come and hang out with us while the Astros are beating on their next opponent. Come check us out, Hooters of Webster. All the information's on Twitter. You can find it on YouTube. You can find the information on Facebook, wherever you can find us. Go to Locked On Today podcast. They have all the latest and greatest news. If you don't just want the Astros news, but you want all your sports action in 20 minutes or less, the great Peter Bukowski updates you on everything in the sporting world. You need to follow Locked On Today podcast on the Audacity app or wherever you get your podcast. Again, I'm H-Town Wheelhouse, and Eric Heisman's absence this week. I have taken the helm. He's hanging out with the fam. We're going to go get that district championship. Coach Chansey's back in commission, so I'm so pumped about that. That's going to be so much fun this year. Again, thank you, Ben, for joining us. And this has been Locked On Astros. We're the only daily Astros podcast. So check us out wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our YouTube channel.